Oh, guy knows what he wants. And what you want has changed a little bit, because I've noticed the last couple appearances, you are heavily into this sabotage.
Yes.
Because this is the second
Oh,
shirt
yeah.
of
I do have
sabotage.
multiple Sabotage
Yeah,
shirts.
and I know
They're
nothing
my
about them,
band.
so
They're my
somehow I
band. You
missed.
actually know one Sabotage song, and you don't know that it's a Sabotage
Oh,
song.
okay. Well, somehow I missed the arrival
It's called
of your sabotage obsession.
Christmas Eve, Sarajevo,
Oh,
whatever.
okay.
That is
Okay.
actually recorded by them, and then it was re-released under the band's alternate name of the whatever that's called. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, well, shit. Well, now you got me.
Oh,
Now you
right.
got me. Because I'm all about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, that's what they turned into. That was a side project that
Oh.
outgrew them, and they went, "Oh shit! Well, I guess we're doing this."
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just print money every fucking Christmas
Yeah, you
season.
got work only. It's like being a teacher. You're
Yeah.
just like you got that time off in the
Yeah.
summer,
Yeah.
so you
They
get back
are
around.
they
Worked
are
like
the
3 months.
metal Mariah Carey.
Roughly 24
Oh,
to
the show
92 hours
started.
ago, Stabs'
Here we
team
go.
of comedy
The more you
scientists
interrupt this part, the
commissioned
more he has
three
to edit.
specific humorists
It's
to
pretty
give
funny.
various potentially comedic takes on several
He
random
explained
topics,
this.
which they will now
It's not
perform
true. I
for
gotta
the
edit that
first
out, and I gotta
and
put
likely
the
last
intro
time
the first time you did
in
it?
front of a
I'm
live
getting caught up
studio
on the.
audience
Nope.
in a show
Here we go.
called Stab.
In this event horizoning episode of the Stab Show,
Yeah.
6 degrees of Strangers, Setu Chindambaram has to return a mock turtleneck back to Kohl's before the end of the store hours tonight to receive a full refund before having to just own a mock turtleneck that they're not pleased with. That was way too long. Scene Kids is Gilbert Gonzalez.
Hey.
Has to hit a half-court shot during a halftime of the big game to save the family farm. And Squad Patrol's Marco Cabote has just one chance to connect with the standoffish daughter of the CEO of the company he's working for in order to keep the soul-crushing job that he hates. All of that while me, your host, Jesse Jones, is on a mission to find a match for every lost sock in the contiguous United States to satisfy one child's very specific, very difficult make-a-wish request. All of this, and so much more, tonight on Stab. I thought I wrote that shorter. It was still too long.
You did not.
I'm dialing it in. I'm dialing it in. Let's
Reel
get things
in,
started with segment one. It's reorganization. TLC means a lot of things to a lot of people. And whatever it represents to you, be it T-Boss, Left Eye, and Chili, The Learning Channel, or Tender Love and Care. Everyone has some sort of meaning already attached to TLC. But is that as many things as it can mean? We posit no. So as is our wont here in reorganization, you've been asked to quickly forget the many things that TLC might already mean and instead give me who or what else TLC might stand for or represent to you. Say to, what do you have in way of a TLC?
So we all know how the saying goes, the best day of owning a boat are the first day and the last day. The day you buy it, the day you sell it. So here at TLC, tugboats, love boats, and couch boats, we can make all those dreams come true. One dream, which is the day you buy, because terms and conditions apply, TLC is not responsible for this ad. All boats are bought at the owner's risk. No warranties or returns or takebacks are allowed.
Nice.
Yeah. Tugboats, yeah. Love boats, and couch boats.
Nice. Boats?
Couch.
Yeah, I didn't find any other boat.
Is that a real
okay.
boat?
I almost bought a couch boat.
Did you?
No, it's
it
a couch
a
in the sea.
Ah.
Couch boat.
The old right. couch of the sea.
The couch of the
sea.
It's a comfortable boat ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Notoriously.
I bought a couch boat.
Thank you, Satu. Gilbert. Let's hear
yes.
what you've got in way of a TLC.
All right. I'm reaching out to all my ladies, gentlemen, and non-binaries. They tell you all too often about the alphabets and the Pythagorean theorems, and just to go ham on that little appendage. You know what I'm talking about. It's the clitoris.
Oh.
So what I want you to do is that I want you to thoughtfully lick that clitoris. What if I were to tell you that you just start with a little TLC, just like a diesel Oldsmobile? You got to warm it up, right? You got to warm it up. You got to let it run for a bit before you press the gas. Maybe even rub the hood a few times while the rest of it gets going. More than just the parts you see. You got to check the fluids, possibly. Top it off if need be.
Okay.
Rotate the tires.
I don't know what that
means. Okay, I lost the metaphor, but... Once it's running, listen, respond, and take that clitoris for a ride.
Yeah.
Just start, little TLC, thoughtfully licking that clitoris.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this panel of gentlemen should certainly...
You know, anybody can learn.
Yeah.
Anybody can learn.
I don't like how that felt directed.
Jesse, anybody can learn, no, Jesse.
No, I...
Anybody.
No, I'm good.
Unibody.
Yeah. Always remember to kick the tires. Those the
rotate
ovaries?
The tires. Not... You're going to rotate the tires when you fire it up your diesel.
Yes.
Oldsmobile. It's not even
diesel.
Like a Volvo or a Mercedes.
A Volvo.
Yeah. It was right there.
This is why you're the writer.
I didn't even think of that before.
It was right
the improv
there.
Person. Yeah. See? Thank you. Can we do it again?
Yes, please. Thank you, Gilbert. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
A good solid reminder for all. Marco.
Yeah, Jesse.
Hi there. Let's wrap up our reorganization with your TLC.
TLC. Hey, you. Are you a lonely person with sad problems? Like your personality is the worst? Your obtuse, dumb personality, and your face is stupid, and your hair is so 2009 Avril Lavigne is making fun of you? That's fucking lame. Well, if you'd like to not be a piece of shit or whatever, and are just looking for a friend, contact us here at TLC, The Lobster Company. We will ship to you 1 4-6 pound New England lobster to... be your new best friend. Maybe you're like, I was hoping for some kind of human connection or some shit. Well, the quicker you accept how stupid and lame you are, the quicker your best friend is a lobster. And don't worry, they don't judge you because they have some sort of simplistic nervous system or whatever, some dumb fucking shit. Or at least that's what the box says, even though lobsters are the judgiest bitches east of the Mississippi. But hey, but they got a fucking squid mouth or whatever and can't say shit. Just so you know, because they're judgy, but they can't talk about it.
Oh, sure.
And they smell, and they're weird, and all of that's like personality traits that are worse than yours, so you'll look doubly better. And best of all, no shit, best of all they want to do is hold your hand. So contact TLC, the Lobster Company, today, and get a friend valued at $235 at today's market price, but when we add the friendship crystals to it, to its body, it's worth $600. And we're slashing that price down to $400.
Wow.
Direct to you. So contact TLC today, because when you need a hug, who gives pinchy hugs better than a fucking gross-ass lobster?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it was.
Oh, God, now.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so glad we didn't have to wait, and I can introduce the audience to my favorite part of a Marco appearance. Him attempting to read his own handwriting. Oh, so good.
I got worse this time, too. It took like 4 pages. That was like 1 page of nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Scribble Scrabble that is also triple spaced.
Yeah. I was doing that so I could read it better. It didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's me, too. We've got with us this evening. Hey, Say Two.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I now race boats.
Sure. Yeah.
Couch boats.
Couch boats.
Yeah. It's not a comfortable seat.
Well,
I need to take my own couch to the boat.
Mm. Do you really race boats?
Yeah.
Like speed boats?
Like rowing on a boat.
Oh. Oh, that got way less cool.
Oh,
real quick.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's still cool.
Yeah. That's... It's in the Olympics. It's cool.
No, I know. I just meant, like, when you say, I race boats, and it's like,
you can hear Marco being like, oh.
Yeah. It's somewhere between RC boat and and speedboat. Somewhere, it's right there in the middle.
Cool,
yeah, whenever I think racing boats, it goes back to like the Stuart Little movie, where he's like racing a boat in Central Park.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, how are you, Saito? Your show just had an anniversary.
Yeah, we went 12 months. Yeah. I did a workshop over the weekend and on the same format, and we do better than them.
Oh, well, did you get your money back?
I should. No, but I learned so much from them.
Well, okay. All right. Actually, you know what? You do learn more from failure than so you guys were just doing it too well. You got to see it done poorly and mm-hmm. realize, oh, that's how not to do that.
Pretty
so, you
much.
Know, worth its money.
Yeah.
Worth its
yeah.
money.
So we're now monthly to bi-monthly shows.
Okay.
Most of the cast is doing well. I'm happy.
So, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh,
there's that one guy.
Yeah.
But no, it's fine.
Somebody or buddies apparently needs to be on their toes, but Saito isn't going to say who. They know.
It's a rotating person.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone has their nights. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
I like my own sound effects.
Yeah. Saito is flawless, but he's surrounded by morons.
No, I'm part of that as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, good. At least you know your own limitations as well. A good leader does. Aside from Six Degrees of Strange, anything else going on?
Comedy-wise, not much. That's the only thing that's keeping me going right now.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
I do take that personally.
Oh, I have staff.
Yeah, thanks.
Whenever someone wants me, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm happy when someone responds when I ask if they want to be on the show.
Like, when can you have me? I'm like a golden retriever when it comes to booking new shows. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Saito. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Gilbert.
Yes.
On the paper, it's spelled incorrectly. On the screen, it was already correct.
Nice.
You're welcome. So you've got a couple things around here. We can talk about those, or we can talk about anything else you do. What's Gilbert up to?
Yeah.
Anything I do?
Anything. Whatever you like. I mean, this is your time to shine.
I eat a couple times a day. That's kind of the main thing.
Okay.
Just be going.
Nailing it.
No, I am on a fantastic show called Scene Kids.
Yep.
Every so often. Not all the time.
Also on the
more,
One Fall
please.
Improvises.
That I'm on every second Saturday. They're both on second Saturday. You see me all in one night, and then you don't have to come back.
Yeah. No. Just get all fooled up on your Gilbert for the month.
Yep. One Fall Improv, wrestling. We watch wrestling clips, then we do scenes on them. They're ridiculous. Paternity tests, hospital attacks, political ads. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
So less of the in-ring stuff and more of the outside nonsense.
Yes, and there's that big Vince McMahon special that came out recently, so I'm not sure.
I imagine Alex is pouring over that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked deeply about it already.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But he's supposed to be shielding you from the actual content. Well.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
He introduces the show as, I love wrestling, and none of these other people watch wrestling. Except me, though. He lies about me.
Oh, no.
I know all these characters.
Okay.
I don't know the new ones.
Yeah.
I stopped in like the 90s, but still.
That's fair.
Well,
that would
the
ruin
2000s.
The game.
It would. So I pretend. I live with that
You're
lie.
Like, wrestling?
Every time. I go,
never heard of it.
This looks fake.
Yeah, wait till he listens to this episode.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make him watch it.
Single tear.
Yeah, well.
Two great shows. Love them.
So good. If you want some improv on a second Saturday, why not come over here? We do that. Most of our Saturdays nowadays are pretty well stock chock full of improv. So please check us out. Always good to have you, Gilbert.
Thank you,
Marco Cabote.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not asking like I don't believe you.
Oh no, I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm enjoying life.
How is the squatting of the patrols going?
Well, we're doing a show on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, next week. The 11th, October 11th, we're doing our Halloween spectacular show, which I wrote a whole bunch of, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
And that's at the Comedy Spot, Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Don't worry, he memorizes the lines.
Yeah.
He doesn't try to read them.
But I do. I write it down and then I do it. Although I don't usually memorize my lines.
No.
But I should.
No.
But but it's pretty good. I'm excited about it. But we were on second Saturday when Gilbert does his show, but that sucked where we're located. There's like a bazaar out front.
Yeah.
That was just hurting. They were they were blocking people from getting in. I was not a fan of that.
No good.
But, I see.
Well, hopefully the new night will help.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Always a good time, Squad Patrol. Sketch comedy. So good. So good.
That was really patronizing sounding, but that's okay.
It's not.
I don't know. I think
I was just trying
I'm
to
pretty
get
funny.
I'm probably busy right? that night. Though,
so you are. Funny. You literally are. You're here pretending you don't know what wrestling is.
Yeah. Living that life.
Why does that man have a snake?
Sketch comedy. What are we talking about?
He's not really a rock, is he?
All
Did
right.
you turn into one? Joe is on track now.
It is. Such track. Segment two. It's Bootleg It. Is an original idea really that important? Hollywood would yell right in your big dumb face that it isn't. I mean, at first it is, but it's only as important as the franchise it launches. Sequels, spin-offs, remakes. That's where your hay is made, where your breads are buttered, and so on. So let's just merrily skip right past the difficult part of coming up with something new, and instead get right to picking the bones of the old for our marginal successes. In Bootleg It, you're tasked with taking these world-renowned successful properties and giving us your dollar store, flea market, bargain bin knockoff, counterfeit, or bootleg version of each of them. So, we'll do 1-1-1-2-2-2 three times around. Say two. Let's get us started with your bootleg, The Princess Bride.
So my bootleg copy is a docu-series on a real Princess Bride. A young German princess married off to an Austrian prince, leading to the destruction of Europe. This is what the FBI doesn't want you to know. The story of the Princess Bride and her tale of love for property.
Yay!
Yay!
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Thanks.
It's a bootleg copy in a dollar store.
Yeah, no.
You put it in, and it's a History Channel.
I made this happen. I apologize.
It cost a cent. They made money.
Yeah.
All right. So that's, we've laid the foundation.
There we go.
It's all up from there.
It's all up from there.
Is it?
Oh, shit. Maybe not. Maybe we've got a basement.
I just want
to Gilbert, let's hear your bootleg Princess Bride.
I'm just going to say all of mine have a particular theme. Let's see if you catch it.
Oh, sure.
So, The Princess Bride. You know what the biggest flaw of the movie is? Two male suitors. Well, with the Princess Bride of Jesus, promise ring, merchandise set.
Sure.
You will know exactly which male suitor you're going for. Whether a dread pirate or a humperdink, both faithful Christians, you'll be sure to not be confused by the glut of masculinity with the Princess Bride of Jesus promise ring.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Marco.
Jesse.
All up from here.
Bootleg Princess Bride.
It's not up from here. I made the mistake I haven't made in like 5 years where I only did the one I thought was mine. And I didn't do the first two. And I misread the instructions. Even though I know that's not the thing you're supposed to do, I still did it anyway. Yeah. I went... Yeah, I guess this time I'm only doing the last one, and that was the only one I wrote.
Especially where the specific parenthetical asks each of you give me just one capital for each capital of the three titles. Oh, what do you know? What do you know?
No, that's on me.
That's all right. That's on it me. Happens.
I didn't
it happens.
Do, I didn't, so I don't have one.
The show goes faster then.
that's my bad.
So pass.
Pass.
That's all right.
It's a classic.
It happens.
We can't bootleg it.
So two Princess Brides, and really with those two, could we have had a third?
Yeah. And to be honest, I've never watched the movie.
No.
So I'm just going off of what I thought it was.
That works.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's
about. We're watching this after the show. You guys are coming with me.
Watch party. All right. Second time around. Let's see if, say two is more familiar with the second one. Let's give us your, bootleg, The Land Before Time.
So Land Before Time. Diet book by Dr. W. O. Oz. The TLBT Guide to the Dinosaur Diet, featuring 20 bonus recipes from Pangea. Right? Do you want to make poached stegosaurus eggs and feta? Velociraptor strong enough? Salads and other green things. Forward by Dr. Steven Spielberger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's adorable.
Land Before Time diet book.
Yeah.
Order now at your local dollar store.
I've always thought my Stegosaurus could really use that feta pop. Just really.
It sort of like a Mediterranean feel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've always wanted Greek Stegosaurus. Thank you, Saitu. Gilbert.
Yes.
What do you have in the way of a bootleg Land Before Time?
Well, as we know, that wasn't the first thing. So with the Creation Before Time playset,
okay.
You can take dinosaur bones and bury them in the backyard, just like God did, to trick us into thinking the Earth was older than it was.
Yeah.
It's not actually a billion years old. Mm-mm. It's only 10,000. However, you want it to seem older. So with this playset, go in your backyard, bury those dinosaur bones, tell the Christians to find them, but also somehow believe Earth's 10,000 years old.
Sure.
And then rest on Sunday.
Hell yeah. Is it up to 10 now? I thought it was 6.
I don't remember.
Are we up to 10?
6,000.
Okay.
Although the universe is also more than a billion years old, if we're getting technical.
Well, if we're getting technical. Yeah. I researched this.
Yes. So we were just fudging these numbers.
Also, when you bury them in the yard and it actually is deeper than enough for you to think that you did it that afternoon, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. I mean, if you're putting them down the bone. Like, I found dinosaur bones. Like, yeah, like 2 feet into the ground because you'd get tired.
No, it also comes with a bottle of 120 proof moonshine.
There you go.
So you get drunk and you get all liquored up and you just bury it and then you forget where it was buried.
Yeah.
Oh my God, now! Marco, I saw you scribbling. Were you attempting to do a Land Before Time?
I was trying to because you have three of these and I only saw the first two movies I didn't write a thing for.
Oh, no. Well, do you have the makings of a bootleg Land Before Time?
Brachiosaurus, Abe Smallfoot. Is mad his dad got killed and he has to team up with him, and I couldn't remember what the triceratops that doesn't have a horn is called.
Sarah.
That's the name of Sarah. Spike. Is the name. No, Spike's the stegosaurus. I mean, there's literally a triceratops that doesn't have three horns that is a dinosaur.
Oh.
But I don't remember what it's called.
Mm.
And then I was like, I can't do
Uniceratops?
Yeah, it's something like that.
There
was one that had fancier horns. Oh, I used to know all my dinosaurs.
Right.
And then I wrote down Sally to replace Sarah, but then I was kind of done. I watched that movie recently, and it doesn't have a plot. I didn't remember that because I watched that movie like 6 times in the theater and I loved it. But the movie is like, oh my God, Littlefoot's mom died. And then he's sad for a long time, and then they walk.
Yep.
And then at the end, Littlefoot's like, I think we should fucking kill Sharptooth. And you're like, whoa. Well, you're just going to kill him. So we're going to push a rock on him and shove him in a fucking lake. What do you think of that?
Wow.
And he's like, okay. And then they do that. And you're like, oh, I guess you killed a T-Rex.
It's part of the grieving process, Marco. It's part of the grieving process.
Then he sees his grandparents.
There you go. That's you just explained the plot.
I like
that. You didn't mention the part, though, where Spike eats that delicious grass. That as a kid, I wanted to eat that grass.
That
so
and the part
bad.
With the cherry, with the little flying ones, the like pterodactyls that fly around, and there's a cherry, and he puts it down, he pushes it with his nose. But Littlefoot's so sad because his mom died. Do you remember that?
I don't.
I saw it 6 times in the theater.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And now I'm not sure if I should rewatch it or not. I loved
it. Spike, he laughs like, do you remember that?
I didn't realize this was a review segment now. It's turned into a
review. How did you not make a prompt?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
That's great.
Last time around, we've got 3. This is the 3rd. Saitu, let's hear your bootleg of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
So my take on Everything Everywhere All at Once is an artistic pornographic exhibit, right? It says dicks, coochies, everywhere. It's a real interactive experience.
Okay.
Right? Whoa. It's everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yes.
Just getting in you.
Sure.
On
sure.
you.
Yeah. Got
yeah.
it.
All at once.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know I ever wanted to hear say coochie. Coochie.
I didn't realize how much I had missed the word. It's been a while since I've heard it.
It's pretty funny when you say the title of that movie. Kind of pervy.
Yeah.
I never thought of that before.
After you
everything, everywhere, all at once.
So you lick your lips.
After you introduce the idea of just the gangbang porno, then clearly it's everything, everywhere, all at once. Obviously. Why isn't that already?
That is just maximum porno. Yeah. It's like, we're getting rid of the plot. It's just everything.
It's just everywhere.
Everything all at once.
Just smashing it together.
Just do it.
It's a 3-second video.
Forest of imagery. Just smash everything together.
Just smash everything together.
It's like one of those like a Disneyland sixth, those like 3D movies, like 4D movies. Squirting at you.
Sure.
Going that,
like watching the movie.
Sure. So it's very much like Muppets 3D, and except now the Honey I Shrunk the Audience.
Yeah.
Except the dog sneeze is now something else entirely.
Yes. I'm sorry. I got to go back. I'm just imagining a 4D porn.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
5D with the seats.
That sounds like you'd put on a headset and you'd be like, oh.
The seat shakes.
Everything about it, you're like, I guess I'm there.
Yeah,
a bad idea.
I can smell it. I don't like this.
You know. See, everything was fine until we got to the smell.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You're wild.
You're right about that
part. The orgy.
You'd be all in high def, and you'd be like, I can see all the imperfections that are hidden.
This is how Marco helps make shows go longer when he underwrites. He just rips and rips.
I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Make up for my misunderstanding.
Gilbert, Everything Everywhere all at Once bootleg. What do you have?
All right, I'm gonna clean up the show.
Please,
okay? Because in this we have he is Everything Everywhere all at Once.
Ah, yes.
In this official ordained sequel, God has to reconnect with his son Jesus.
Sure.
Even though they are the same person and control each other and know what they are doing and see everything. And there's no real conflict, except the Holy Spirit is like the dad, even though he's the same person too. Anyway, he is Everything Everywhere all at Once.
Sure. Wow.
That's pretty good.
You got a theme going.
That does seem like that seems like something a real pastor would say.
Yeah.
When he's trying to connect that, you know.
You know
who the real Everything Everywhere all at once is?
You know.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's what omnipresent means, kids.
He goes like,
the Lord our God
is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
He could have done kung fu.
Everything all at once.
Yeah, you could go jumping through all those multiverses and God's in all of them.
He didn't have to have a statue shoved up his butthole to learn how to kick and punch.
He did not.
No.
He could have if he wanted to.
He could have.
But he didn't.
He could have.
God is in me right now.
Oh, it's God, say to him, you're kidding.
He's in the cooch.
Marco.
Hey, Jesse.
Get us out of segment two. So can we do that? You have an Everything Everywhere all at once.
I did. I actually have one for that movie, which I did not watch because I don't watch movies made in the last 30 years.
Why did you mess up on The Land Before Time?
Yeah,
because I did the thing I did like two times when I first did this show, which is, I guess I'm the third one because I'm the third guy.
Yeah,
even though he writes the instructions. But I read the instructions and I read them as do one each, thinking each person.
Oh, all right.
That's how I read it.
All right, that's fair.
Each person does one.
That's fair.
Anyway, here's the thing. Parody of a movie I didn't see based on the trailer. Are you a fan of multiverses, juvenile humor, and obnoxiously long run times? Have I got a movie for you coming straight to video. It's coming to video. Ming-Na Wen plays Vivian, a dry cleaner. That's the lady from what's it called, she's a different Asian actress. She was Mulan. She's in The Mandalorian.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Plays Vivian, a dry cleaner owner who's being investigated by the ATF officer, played by a delightfully quirky role for Heather Langenkamp, the lady from Nightmare on Elm Street. Vivian gets sucked into a time alternating thingy or through wherever, and she's cool and shit and has to do something or other. With her husband, played by Getty Watanabe, who played Long Duck Dog in 16 Candles. And he's giving the performance of the Oscar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
There's universe hopping and lesbians, and if you like Asians, we got a lot of those. They're hot right now. Don't miss
They're
all
having their moment. Yeah.
Don't miss all the stuff all the time right now. Coming to the bin at the Walmart this December. All the stuff all the time right now.
Yeah, that's the one he wrote. Oh, Lordy. Yeah. That was only 40% of the show. We got to pick up the pace here. No, we don't. You do what you do. We got plenty of time. Segment three, it's celebration time. Time is weird. We don't have to call this the 224th October 4th that's ever been. It could be a whole different 736,736th day all of its own. I mean, that's a lot of day names, but, well, all right. I guess I get why we use the other system that we use. Anyhoozle, in celebration time, you've been given a couple things that just so happen to happen on the same day, some years apart, and have been asked to tell us how you've been or plan to be celebrating those things in unison or separately, however you want to do it. So go on. Tell us how you're partying. Say two. On this day, in 1883... the Orient Express embarked on its first journey from Paris to Constantinople. Meanwhile, just 12 years later, in 1895, American actor, director, and producer Buster Keaton was born. How have you been celebrating these things?
Are you ready?
Oh, God,
am
I?
Party, for the party of the last 200 years?
Hell yeah.
Well, we've booked out the Sacramento Railway Museum.
Sure.
Right? Since the whole thing starts in Paris, so naturally we have French food,
mm-hmm.
right? So croissants and omelet du fromage.
Oh, wow.
That's all. Then we have your dress code, which is either Paris formal or rail yard worker, right?
Yes.
And because we have Buster Keaton's great movies around us, we have Buster Keaton-themed stations all throughout the railway museum, right? There's the ride a train game, where you ride in the front of a train and you try to jump off in time.
Sure, sure.
Right? There's a climbing wall, but it's just clock hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then there's the falling train walls.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just on a timer, and then the train falls, and it's your job to dodge it and stand right where the window is. Those are the only three Buster Keaton bits I remember.
No, that's plenty.
So I put a game around each of them.
Sure.
So get your croissants and don't get slammed by a train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah.
Remember, when you're at the Everything Everywhere All at Once party, don't get slammed by a train.
I get it.
Somebody will get it.
I get what he gets.
Thank you, Saytu. Gilbert.
Yes.
Let's see. Normally, I just realized when I was reading them, normally, I don't put two things from the 19th century together. Sorry, Saytu. But you made it work.
Competition.
Yeah. Wanted to spread them out a little bit more, but you got some oldies.
And they were train-themed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess. Sure.
No, yeah. It's the only Buster Keaton movie you know. Is the
That's
general.
Fair. That's fair. Well, thank you, Saytu. Gilbert.
Yes.
On this day, in 1927, Gutzon Borglum begins sculpting Mount Rushmore. And also on this day, just 65 years earlier, in 1852, apparently it was only old occurrences this day on October 4th. Not a lot of other good stuff except wars. And I try to avoid those.
I actually fact checked you on this. I'm calling you out all tonight. You flipped it. 15.
What?
Yeah.
82. The Gregorian calendar.
I copy and pasted. So it said 1850. 1582 sounds more
right. Your AI is wrong, Jesse.
Yeah.
Whichever site I copied it from. Okay, fine. Just 315 years earlier, whatever. In 1582, the site said 1852. That did seem a little late.
For the Gregorian calendar, yes.
Yeah.
I was that's why I looked it up. It's not right.
But. In 1582, the Gregorian calendar was introduced. So that and the beginning of the sculpting of Mount Rushmore. How are you celebrating those things?
Yeah, that's weird.
I thought it was 52? Weird, too. I copied it.
Like, what were they doing right before the Civil War? You're in America.
Hold on. We need to change the calendar real quick.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a time of upheaval, Marco.
We'll teach this out. We'll change the calendar on them.
Yes, that was the thing that led to the Civil War. They changed the calendars.
The real reason.
It wasn't states' rights, wasn't it? All right.
Well, on this auspicious day, we celebrate but by denying things that are just blatantly true in honor of these two humble events. What's that? This is your car? Well, not anymore. Mm. Just like sacred land, it's now mine. Don't worry. I'll cover it in a national park. I'll cover it in national park stickers.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's fine.
Great. But don't worry. The celebrations continue with also concept denial. Mm. Two, is this many? You fools! Two is this many. Just like September, October, November, and sure. December don't mean 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
The social contract means nothing. And you can do whatever you want. They actually mean... What was it? Now I forgot. 9, 10, 11, 12. They don't match.
No.
But also, make sure everyone around you has to follow your lead.
Hmm.
Make them believe what you believe.
Sure.
Regardless of its
truth. Good old July.
Yeah, that's going to translate well into the audio.
No, it works. Thank you, and thank you for correcting me. I love that so much.
I know. That's why when I did it first two times, I was like, I got to do it a third.
No, that's
fair. And if there's a fourth and a fifth.
1852 did seem a little late.
Sense, yeah. No.
I did nothing.
You know,
I copied and pasted.
The United States was formed.
I was in a hurry. I wanted to get to these to you guys.
Now,
I
think testing the website, us, guys.
I think the website messed you up. I'll
probably.
Give you that.
Well, thank you, Gilbert. I mostly don't mean that.
I know.
Marco.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up some celebrating. On this day, and it just so happened, I'll get into it after I read this. On this day in 1957, Soviet Union launches Sputnik 1. The first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth. Meanwhile, just 16 years earlier, American author Anne Rice was born. And the funny part to me was, some years ago, you actually got...
This exact prompt or something very similar?
You got the launch of Sputnik 2.
Oh, that's what it was.
Which
was
also the same year. Sputnik 1 is launched and Anne Rice was born. How are you celebrating those things?
Well, the obvious answer is to work on my fan fiction, Baikonur Cosmodrome, Louisiana, 1793. The sexy vampire Le Sputnik, a polished 58-centimeter metal sphere with radio antennas that's also a vampire, bites the erstwhile Molniya R7 Senyorka rocket named E6. E6 is mopey about wandering around as a four-stage rocket that is also a vampire for eternity. And everything is very sexy, so it's okay. The Sputnik bites a young Soyuz 11A511 rocket during the Black Space Plague. And together, the Sputnik and E6 raise her as their daughter. Sexy adventures... Red scares and forbidden trysts with a particularly alluring Saturn V make Interview with the Commie Vampire one of the most tantalizing entries in the 18th century USSR multiverse in the 18th century USSR multi-stage rocket erotica genre.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have to tell me. You got a whole shelf. Oh, thank you, Marco. Oh.
I just have at the end, it's like multi-stage.
Yeah. Let's put.
I looked him up.
All right, segment 4. We're just chugging along. It's pseudopharmacals. If you don't like drugs, well, you're just not American. I said it! If you're not popping some sort of over-the-counter or under-the-table, upper, downer, woozy, or doozy... Then don't tread on me. I'm not sure. I'm so fucking high right now. What I am sure of is that in pseudopharmacals, you were asked to give us descriptions of 3 new mind and body altering pills, sprays, salves, or smokes hitting the markets and the streets. So let's hear it then. You plaid kangaroos, you. I'm so high. Say two. Let's hear your description of your new drug, pink minivans.
Well, are you babysitting your children this weekend, stepchildren this weekend?
Oh, sure.
Are they all older than you? And is the wine cabinet locked? Well, slip them a pink minivan. It'll give them just the kick so that they keep their bratty asses in their rooms all weekend.
Mm.
Unlock your inner bitch with this concoction of Xanax, Valium, and a Shirley Temple.
Oh, well, don't mind if I do.
Pink minivan.
Oh. So good. So good. Thank you, Say2. Kind of ties into the everything everywhere all at once. Gilbert, let's hear your new drug, Big Little Hefty Smalls.
All right. In the 1950s, the government saw a Seuss that wrote books who had the gall to talk about trees and friendship and such that made people not want to war as much. So they made a drug to help you rhyme and make pro-capitalist books in time. Call Big Little Hefty Smalls. It soon escaped to American malls. Now anyone can sing a rap. Just drop a pill and in a snap, you'll drop a gangsta tune or two. Maybe Dirty South speaks to you. Just be careful when the high drops low. You'll hit again, then you'll show what to do when the beat falls with Big Little Hefty Smalls.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh.
Thank you.
I didn't even realize until just right now, giving you the gift of a Biggie Smalls in there.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Didn't he even, got it.
Didn't even realize it. Oh, I'm so giving. thank you, Gilbert.
Oh, actually, so misspelled. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep, there it is. Yeah. What a
never be asked on the show
I'm
again.
I'm so giving is what Jesse says at the Everything All the Once party.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Wow. Just giving and
I'm
giving.
I'm so giving.
Oh, 4D spray. Marco,
yeah.
Let's wrap up some pharmacals. Third seat always gets the commercial sounding one. So let's hear what you've got, your new drug. And I always have to get a run up to it. Let's hear about your new drug, Glibzalux.
Glibzalux. Hmm? Are you flippant? Smarmy? Smug? Yeah. Do people find you arrogant when you're knowledgeable about something? You may be suffering from low levels of glib, which can result in an inability to, or an inability to, oh, wait, an inability to show offhand mastery of or be nonchalant.
There we are.
Talk to your doctor about Glibzalux, an all-new medication that can help you regain the right kind of glib.
Oh.
Don't take Glibzalux on an empty stomach, as stomach holes are a frequent side effect.
Oh,
take too many Glibzalux, and it results in the third definition of glib, lacking depth or substance. A small amount of Glibzalux users shit themselves frequently. If that happens, don't shit on your doctor.
Are you having side effects? Are you okay?
Yeah,
you...
I took too many.
Ask your doctor if shitting on him is right for you.
It's like that drunk thing. Sometimes there's side effects. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
No, it's going to be okay. If you start feeling not good, stop doing the thing.
Don't
Everything's
do it.
Okay. You're good. No backsies.
Doctor says no backsies.
Can't sue us. Bye. Thank you. Oh, and finally, it's segment 5. Oh, I know.
Oh, it's almost
the most confusing segment that I have that I roll out very rarely because it's so confusing. But you guys had most of the other ones, so this is what you get.
You can get what you get.
Yeah. So this sort of resets your segment 5, so next time you get an easier one. But in this show, you get the hard one. It's Please Explain It to Me. Some people are experts on things. Me? I'm an expert on knowing I don't know shit. I could teach a 3-unit class on the subject of not knowing fuck all about squat. But others need to know things about how the world works, so they seek out knowers of things. Tonight, you will help explain the workings of the universe in Explain It To Me. In Please Explain It To Me, you've all been asked to explain a concept or idea to a specific other something in a way that they might be able to understand it. Very simple. Very simple. So, flex your knowledge at us and watch us swoon. Say to, please explain building a solid investment portfolio to me. I am a fussy toddler.
Who's a good boy? Chomp, 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 here comes the airplane. Open wide. Well, with a balanced 3-fund portfolio, you could continue to fly commercial even after you retire.
Well, see this bowl? It has a balance of carbs from the rice, protein from the chicken, and fats from the butter. So if you have a balanced portfolio, if you put 60% in a U.S. market fund, you put 15% into an international fund, and 15% into a bond fund, you'll have a healthy diet, and you can retire open wide. That's where you get it. Okay, I always said that. Well, keep that up by investing every day, eating a meal, and you'll dollar cost average, and you'll do well as a passive investor.
I'm going to re-listen to the shit out of that.
Is that real? That's real advice? That good advice?
Did you say retire? Really?
I'm like super passionate about this, so I'm like, I didn't want to do a joke on the actual investment advice.
No, please. Because we're all going to do what you just said.
Yeah, we're all going to blame you if it doesn't work.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, say too, you might have found the next biggest YouTube channel.
Talking to us like
we're toddlers.
Just feeding a big toddler.
Like financial advice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly this.
Teaching financial advice like you're speaking to toddlers. Because that's what we all are when it comes to finances, Saytu. I want you to fly the plane in, and I want to nom 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 on a secure future.
All I know is my work gave me a packet.
I got some matching funds on my Roth. It's all in gold.
Roth
IRA is all in gold.
It's a cryptocurrency.
I accidentally got it all in gold. It's working. I don't know.
Yeah, that was my first girl. I was like, oh, crypto, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's like, no, let's just do the real thing.
Actually help us.
I appreciate it.
Actually help us.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Saytu. Where can people get more Saytu Chidambaram in their lives, should they so want such a thing?
On Instagram, I'm S-Chidam. And then on... follow my show, 6 Degrees of Strange, on Instagram and Facebook.
Nice.
We do something called a rant. We create characters, and then we see how each of them interact with each other. Next show is November 7th at the Comedy Spot.
Mm-hmm.
7:30, I think, or 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday night. Yeah. We have our cast prefers an earlier time slot because that's when all our friends can make it.
Sure.
We all have early... bedtimes?
Yeah, you've got a bunch of responsible adults in your cast, so you have to on a school night. You got to have the early show.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Saytu. Oh, gonna pattern my whole life around. Gilbert.
Yes.
See, we got the concept. It ran on rails. We understand. They explain it. Gilbert,
this is gonna make so much sense.
Yours. Gilbert. Please explain space travel to me. I am a rock at the bottom of a lake.
Oh, rock. Sweet rock.
Oh.
Let me tell you something.
Hmm.
You already know. Something you've forgotten. Yes.
Oh, shit.
You already knew and need only recall. Recall. You are at the bottom of a lake. So small, so peaceful. Go back. And when you were on the shore... Tumbling in the waves. Go back!
Go back!
You are grabbed by the shore and skipped into the waters. Go back! Now you are larger, eroding by the wind and the rain. Go back! Much larger now, stressing under the gravity of yourself and crack and break from the mountainside. Go back! You are now the mountain itself, mighty and large, touching the sky. Yes, the sky. Go back. You are covered in volcanic rock, but you are not this volcano. It merely adopted you, covered you. From what? Yes, the sky.
Oh.
Go back! There! Before the volcano, before the mountain, before the boulder, before the skip stone, hurtling in the infinite, traveling through space. Free!
Wow.
Remember! That is what you knew before the gravity pulled you, before you became terrestrial. You've forgotten more about space travel than I've ever known. Remember.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
That was.
Remember.
That was moving. That was. We forget. We are all stardust, Gilbert.
Remember, Jesse.
We were all.
Go back.
Go back. Go back.
We were all once hurtling through the endless void. Only now tethered to this rock, also hurtling!
Technically, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We are an
object
in space.
We're all space travelers.
Oh, jeez. Oh, oh, that just blew my mind. Yeah. I'm going to need a pink minivan. Yeah.
Uh-huh, you do.
And then we can watch YouTube videos of toddlers learning finance.
Yeah. Gilbert. How can people get more Gilbert Gonzalez in their lives?
Like previously stated, second Saturdays, 8 o'clock. Some shows at 7 o'clock, or is that consistent now?
Yeah, we've got a 7 o'clock normal.
Come at 7, stay through 9. Seeing Kids is a fantastic show, even so when good. I'm not in it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's one of my favorite shows in the city of Sacramento.
It's two-person scenes. One person has memorized all of their lines from a play, a movie, a TV show, a song, a
Real
video
Housewives,
game.
Comic books.
And the other person has no idea and has to improvise against those lines. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. Yeah. So, yeah, you can see me here on this stage second Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gilbert. Hey, Marco! Before we do this, how can people get more Marco Cabote? Where are they working, Bank?
It would be at the Sacramento Comedy Spot in Squad Patrol, sketch comedy show this next Friday, the 11th, for Halloween show.
Nice.
Spooky.
It's pretty good. So that's good. Pretty good. Kevin's going to dress up as a Frankenstein. He wears green makeup. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. They're going to have makeup.
Yes.
Makeup and costumes. Greg Saban is a guest.
Oh,
pretty exciting.
Yeah, and anytime you can abuse Kevin Cooley's.
Oh, please do. It's
always what you do.
It's my MO.
All right, Marco, let's close out this program.
It's not going to be as pretty as Gilbert's.
Well, that's all right.
Or as financially helpful.
Mine was pretty.
This one wasn't necessarily supposed to be pretty. This was putting this on a tee for you. Marco, please explain irony to me. I am an alternative rock songwriter in the mid-90s.
I like this one.
I wrote most of it under the impression you said, I am an alternative rock song. But it doesn't
that
really
works
matter, because the
works.
Other ones were items or objects. Or something. Yeah. Sincerity's bullshit, right? That's right. You got middling skills, off-kilter vocals, stripped-down production that cost a lot of money. Why not fill that with flippant fucking bullshit lyrics everyone hates? It's called irony, sweetie. Look it up. You're smart. That's why you're a three-chord song that's why you're writing a three-chord song pretending to be better than that. Or that's why you're a three-chord song pretending to be better than a hair metal song with blistering solos and pogoing arpeggios and operatic vocals. Sure, you are, you dumpy-dressed, warbly-poeted wonder. You're so real. So real. It's like skill is bullshit, right? I mean, Guns N' Roses is so fucking fake, right? Right? I mean, Axl Rose is like a legit poor person who came from Indiana and seems like a genuine psycho who worked his way through a bunch of shitty gigs on Sunset Strip. But your dad's a lawyer, and you wear a fedora, and you're in charge of the radio station at your college. You're real. So channel that. Or more accurately, don't channel that. Just like just say dumb shit. It doesn't matter. Because this is all bullshit, right? Saying fucking nothing when you have a major label contract. That's the real art. Mm. Nirvana did a song where they just fucking screamed. That's so fucking poetic. That's real, man. Anyway, you know, six chords. Do you really need anything else? It's just like you don't even have to care. And then I didn't finish. So no. I'm just following pattern, man.
Yeah, I heard
just dumb.
Yeah.
I don't need that book.
No.
Yeah.
Writing shit's
fake. Writing's dumb. What's like, dumb? You're, like, it's you dumb think as you're hell. Cool because you have a skill?
Oh,
no.
You
no.
finished a thing. Who it's cares? Anybody real, can finish
yeah,
a
yeah.
thing.
Poetry is saying it out loud with your mouth.
Do you know what else has a happy ending?
And Stab is over.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us tonight. And of course, a special thank you to our amazing panel, Setu Chidambaram, Gilbert Gonzalez, and Marco Cabote. Want to catch a live recording of the Stab Show in person? Just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30, and most of the work is done. Or enjoy the show from the comfort of your own home on the device of your choosing by tuning into Stab TV on Twitch. And don't forget, the Stab Awareness Month and beyond. Subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Like, comment, and share, and help make people more aware. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. And I forgot why that would be bad. You know what? Forget what I just said. Good night!